A July report from George Mason University predicts North Carolina could lose nearly 30,000 jobs and 3% of its economic output. That's next year alone. Overall, North Carolina would face more than $120 billion in cuts over the next decade. Alan Fryer at the NC Budget and Tax Center lists a few of those practical effects.
4,000 parents will lose child care subsidies. That makes it harder for them to go to work. We know that 6,000 teachers will lose their jobs, and that means that an additional 50,000 fewer students will actually be able to be served.
About 87,000 North Carolinians will lose unemployment benefits that were extended for the recession. Fryer says research, health services, and the defense industry will all feel the pain as well. Now, that and most of the other impacts could be muted if lawmakers reach a deal even after we reach the cliff. But State Treasurer Janet Cowell worries some damage is already done.
No matter whether they work something out at this point or not, what they've shown at the federal level is an inability to efficiently or effectively solve problems.
Cowell says that will hurt the market's confidence, and it may cost North Carolina its sterling AAA credit rating. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.